Good evening. This is Mark Addison, welcoming you to another edition of Blues from the Summer Room. Coming to you tonight on OWL Radio, courtesy of Skidonfa Library in Damariscotta, Maine. Tonight we will listen to some of the British musicians of the early 1960s who took up blues from America and played it in the rock and roll idiom for an English audience. Growing out of the jazz and folk music traditions in England after World War II, these performers and band leaders gave the music-loving public a taste for the blues and inspired other young British musicians to pursue their own love of the blues. Many of the selections we will hear in tonight's show will feature bands whose members will make big names for themselves playing blues-oriented rock in the later 1960s and 1970s. Bands like the Yardbirds, Cream, Led Zeppelin, and the Rolling Stones all learned their licks from some of the bands performing in tonight's show. We open tonight's show with the beginning of I Got My Mojo Workin' from Blues Incorporated, fronted by two of the most influential band leaders of this period, Alexis Corner and Cyril Davies. We will hear the full version shortly. The lineup of musicians in Blues Incorporated was intentionally fluid, not to mention talented. These included such well-known and not-so-well-known names as Long John Baldry, Graham Bond, Jack Bruce, and Ginger Baker, and future Rolling Stones Mick Jagger, Keith Richards, Brian Jones, and Charlie Watts, among many others. In the late 1950s, Corner and Davies had opened the Blues and Barrel House Club in London, which featured visiting blues musicians from America, as well as some of the aspiring young British blues musicians. Then in 1961, Corner and Davies formed Blues Incorporated, the first amplified R&B band in Britain. Let's hear two classic blues songs as they were done by Blues Incorporated, Hoochie Coochie Man and I Got My Mojo Working.
We would like to carry on with a Muddy Waters number by name Hoochie Coochie Man. Child coming, gonna be a son of a gun. Make all you pretty women a jump and shout till the whole world knows what it's all about. Bone. I got a mojo too. I got a John the Conqueror. I'm gonna mess with you. Make all you little chicks lead me by my hand till the whole world knows I'm the Hoochie Coochie Man. Because I'm here. seventh hour. On the seventh day. On the seventh month. The seven doctors say he was born for good luck, and that you'll see. I got $700. Don't you mess with me, because I'm here. Everybody knows I'm here. I'm a hoochie-coochie man. Everybody knows I'm here.
two classic blues songs from Blues Incorporated. One of the musicians from Blues Incorporated who formed his own band was Graham Bond. Bond came from a jazz background and was a multi-instrumentalist, although he concentrated on playing the Hammond organ and singing in a soulful manner, not unlike American blues singers. Bond provided an outlet for many young blues musicians, two of whom were bassist Jack Bruce and drummer Ginger Baker, who would leave Bond to form Cream with Eric Clapton. Here is an untitled blues instrumental recorded at Abbey Road Studios from the Graham Bond Organization, consisting of Graham Bond on organ, Jack Bruce on bass and harmonica, and Ginger Baker on drums, along with guitarist John McLaughlin.
Thank you.
John Mayall was another band leader, noted for encouraging young musicians, including but not limited to Eric Clapton, Jack Bruce, Peter Green, John McVie, Mick Fleetwood, and Mick Taylor. All of these young musicians will be heard in later bands in this program or the next, featuring superstar British blues rock bands. Guitarist Eric Clapton left the Yardbirds in 1966 to join John Mayall and his Bluesbreakers to such advanced claim that Mayall's first studio album was entitled John Mayall's Bluesbreakers with Eric Clapton. Let's listen to two songs from that album, the first entitled Double Crossing Time with John Mayall on vocals and piano. The second song is Ramblin' on My Mind, a Robert Johnson number that features Clapton singing as well as playing the guitar.
Oh, God. cash that old fast milk train to see. I'm going down to the station, cash that old fast milk train to see. I got the blues about me so-and-so, and the sun got the blues about me.
Eric Clapton singing Robert Johnson with John Mayall and his Blues Breakers. Here are two more songs from John Mayall and the Blues Breakers, Maudie and Hoochie Coochie Man, from live recordings made at the Flamingo Club in London. Both feature a 21-year-old Eric Clapton on guitar.
Thank you.
This is Blues from the Summer Room. I'm Mark Addison. After Clapton left John Mayall to form Cream, Peter Green became the Blues Breakers' lead guitarist. As recorded on the Blues Breakers' second studio album, Hard Road, The Supernatural shows Green's dexterity with the blues guitar, combined with the romantic lyricism. Themes on this song would be found on a later Peter Green composition, Black Magic Woman. We will then hear another song from Hard Road, Someday After a While, that demonstrates Mayall's occasional use of a horn section. Here's more John Mayall.
Thank you.
After gaining experience and exposure with John Mayall's Blues Breakers, guitarist Peter Green formed his own band with Mayall alumni bassist John McVie and drummer Mick Fleetwood. It was only later that the band included singers Christine McVie and Stevie Nicks and became more pop-oriented. But initially, Peter Green's Fleetwood Mac, as they were initially known, was one of the most successful and talented blues bands on the scene. Green wanted a second guitar and brought on Jeremy Spencer, whose slide guitar playing was reminiscent of Mississippi blues man Elmore James. The first song we will hear from Fleetwood Mac's first album from 1967 is one such song and is called My Heart Beat Like a Hammer, with Jeremy Spencer singing and playing slide guitar. Here, then, are some songs from early Fleetwood Mac.
Thank you. All Black Nine. And the rain was falling down. Call Black Nine. And the rain was falling down.
A blues gonna be my only way. I got a feeling a blues gonna be my only way. So when you're looking for somebody, I'm looking for somebody. Tell me, woman, how'd you see a man like me? Tell me, woman, how'd you see a man like me? You look so nice. You feel so warm.
Songs from the early years of Fleetwood Mac. We first heard My Heart Beats Like a Hammer, featuring Jeremy Spencer on slide guitar and vocals. We then heard I Loved Another Woman with Peter Green on guitar and vocals. Then Cold Black Night, again with Jeremy Spencer. Willie Dixon, Shake Your Money Maker, featuring Jeremy Spencer. And Looking for Somebody, featuring Peter Green on vocals, harmonica, and guitar. We end tonight's show with another rendition of the classic Baby Please Don't Go. This version is performed by Audley Patterson, a singer from Northern Ireland who popularized various American blues standards in the UK in the 1950s and 1960s. She sings here with the Chris Barber Jazz Band. I hope you have enjoyed listening to some early British blues here on Blues from the Summer Room. Our next program will feature some of the big names in British rock and blues, all of whom began in the more modest venues of the early British blues you've heard tonight. This is Mark Addison. Thank you for listening to Blues from the Summer Room, and good night.